This is Amelia Rose, and welcome to In Search of Meaning, the podcast that brings you stories with life lessons from around the globe. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that you can always find us on the major social media platforms, and after each episode, you can visit our Facebook page and leave us a comment. Now, let's get started. Today's story is entitled, What is Your Elephant? And it has actually been around since the 5th century BCE under the title, Six Blind Men and an Elephant. Now, this story is about, as I said, six blind men and an elephant, which they were told was coming into their city. They were very anxious to see this animal because, again, they are all blind and have never seen an elephant. Out of curiosity, they all agreed that they must inspect and know the animal by touch, because according to them, they are all capable of doing so. When they all had squabbled over their findings, what they thought an elephant was like, the first man began the reporting. He said that the trunk of the elephant felt like a thick snake. The one whose hand actually reached the ear of the elephant said that the elephant seemed like a kind of fan. Now the next one whose hand was upon the leg of the elephant said, it is like a tree trunk. Then the next, his hand was upon the elephant's side, and he decided it felt like a wall. The fifth man felt the elephant's tail and likened it to a rope. And the last man felt its tusk and stated that the elephant is both hard and smooth, and so he thinks it is a spear. Now, when the inspection was all over, the blind men then discovered their gross disagreements and even suspected each other of not telling the truth. So the question here is, how were their dilemma going to be resolved? Well, luckily for them, in stepped a sighted man who described the entire elephant from various perspectives. The blind men then learned that they were all partially correct and partially incorrect. They stopped their talking, started listening, and eventually collaborated to see the full elephant in their mind's eye. Now, as I listen to this story, it sounds very familiar to me because, you see, I believe we're all guilty of doing the same thing as we try to communicate with each other on a daily basis. We judge each other and we think that our experiences supersede everybody else's. We are right, they are wrong. So, here is how I see my elephant. I think my elephant represents the whole world, and each one of us are the blind men and women in it. You see, having come from different parts of the world, we all accumulate our individual knowledge base and experiences based on where we came from. Therefore, we are all blind to the other person's part of the world unless we have traveled outside of our borders. Some of us, we have traveled over walls that have divided us. Now, with that said, can you then see how unwise it is to believe we are the authority on anybody else's experience of the world? I think we can. Now, there are a couple lessons that I believe we can all learn from this story. The first one, I believe, is that while our subjective experiences often appear true and complete to us, that experience is inherently limited to only our own viewpoints and reality. And for sure, it is not necessarily a totality of the full picture. The second lesson is that we should treat each other with respect and tolerance as we strive to understand how to navigate our world. Because we each often perceive, and here's the key word, perceive different animals on the journey of life. Although, in fact, we usually experience, another key word, experience, the same big elephant. And finally, our sensual eye is like the palm of our hands. It doesn't cover the whole world fully. And so we will always find ourselves disagreeing on something no one has fully experienced. In closing, I want to thank you for listening, and I hope that you are going to gain something from one of these lessons. And I would appreciate if you share with us on our Facebook page or on any of the platforms that you are going to be hearing this podcast. Tell us what your elephant is and what story you believe your elephant can teach a blind person. Thank you for listening, and come back to hear another story with life lessons, and be well.